Well, surely as a coffee lover, you will understand that I couldn't let this day go by without trying the third coffee of Third Wave Coffee Source that I had roasted 3 days ago and cupped day after roasting. And this morning tried two of them, just couldn't manage three of them. I don't have three V60 ceramic filters as yet. I think Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has to invest a bit more so that we can really do a three side-by-side experiment. Anyway, this afternoon, now early evening already, I am trying the third of those three beautiful coffees. Maybe the one that was the most difficult to roast. It kind of behaved very strangely at the beginning, took forever to kind of change into the yellow phase and then the olive phase, and that actually went quite quickly into cinnamon and first crack, but it just, it was a bit trickier to, and the changing of the color was quite unique in a way. And so with a lot of anticipation, I cupped it, and it cupped really beautifully next to the La Pendiente Red Catuai, and also next to Santa Cruz, which of course I had as filter coffees today, as V60s today. And now here, I not only did I do kind of a special treatment for this one, because I just felt that I wanted to use my glass vessel as well for that goes with the V60 filter, and not just extract straight into the double wall glass, because, well, I just wanted to keep it different, and it looks really nice, and I've got a lovely little glass, quite thick glass that I can decant into, which gives me the additional benefit of the coffee cooling down maybe quicker, and I can quickly get to the taste of it. So what are we at now? I'm putting my thermometer in, and what are we now? Well, we can easily go and taste this because it's at 50 exactly. So let's just taste the Bella Vista Bourbon Catura Catuai Arabica varietals in there. From Antigua, this one, Guatemala, Antigua. Actually, another thing I have to say, well, this is lovely as well. This is lovely. Now, I don't want to remember what I had earlier, kind of lunchtime. I just want to get a fresh approach to this one. One thing I will say, though, is when you freshly grind these beans, there's quite a sharpness coming into your nose, well, into my nose. I think the membrane of my nose, or any membrane of any nose, is hopefully is quite sensitive, and there's quite a bit of spice coming off the ground bean. That's what I noticed before I poured water over the freshly ground beans and grind. So let's just take another sip. Well, there's a lovely fruitiness coming. It's toned down. I do remember this on the cupping table as well. When I cupped it, the Red Catuai just had a kind of this juiciness. This has a very nice balanced acidity, not as strong, not so much into your face, tails out quite quickly. And what are we left with? Quite a thin mouthfeel. Although I really did exactly the same thing as I did with the other two coffees when I extracted them. Still very pleasant. I'm just almost finished that first glass. I'm just going to top it up. It's nicely cooling down. I mean, you know, around about even below 50, just all the real good flavors come through onto your palate, and you can be most discerning when the temperature is a bit lower. Smells delicious. Well, do you know, I don't know, it's hard not to compare, but one thing is for sure, I'll probably be totally over-caffeinated by the end of this, and in fact, I did drink the other two coffees in the afternoon, all of it, all 200 milliliters of the Catuai, the Red Catuai, and all 200 milliliters of the Santa Cruz coffee as well. So I was pretty much buzzing, but just couldn't wait to try this third one as well, and well, it's lovely. I mean, it is lovely. And as I said, one thing's for sure, I'll be totally over-caffeinated. And I like Guatemalan coffees. There's no way around it. I like third wave coffee source coffees. she just sources good coffees, Nadine. What can I say? She probably has a lot of very good connections in Guatemala, her home country. She loves her home country. And if I was to say, it's probably unfair to say this is the least favorite. They're all nice. But no, I have to be honest and I have to be very discerning. I will say from the three, I'm going to choose the Red Catuai number one. I'm going to choose the Santa Cruz with a heavier mouthfeel, which is a bourbon Catuai Tipica, as number two, or almost equal, just what you want, because that one was, the mouthfeel was heavier. So maybe for an espresso, it'll be better. But if I was to just put side by side the Red Catuai from La Pendiente, San Martin, and this one, the Bella Vista, hands down, I think that the Red Catuai will just win. It's gonna win. But this one's nice too. So, I don't know where to end this. Just again, thanking Third Wave Coffee Source for the hard work that Nadine puts into it, and just encourage you to, if you are an artisan roaster, if you are a home roaster, if you are an avid coffee drinker that seeks out lovely coffee shops in England or in London in particular, where we're just blessed with more and more artisan roasters and lovely independent coffee shops, then just maybe, why don't you ask for a Guatemalan? Why don't you ask if maybe the artisan roaster has bought a bean from Third Wave Coffee Source? And you can just taste the coffees for yourself. See which one you would like. She's got loads. And they're scattered all over the UK with all the different artisan roasters. So I would say go for it. Just explore as much as you can. Here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo HQ, that's exactly what I'm doing, and what I'm getting my kicks out of is just exploring the world of coffee, exploring the endless possibility of all the different origins, all the different farming rituals, all the different processing that happen when the ripe beans get picked off the trees, and then the roasting itself, and then the brewing itself. So I'm going to sign out. I'm telling you, I'm waffling on because I'm just over-caffeinated.